Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive here on the channel. Today we're breaking down Verizon Communications, ticker VZ, after their latest quarterly results and what it means for income-focused investors right now. Verizon has been quietly showing real operational strength lately. The stock has climbed on better-than-expected subscriber trends and improving cash generation, even as overall revenue faced some headwinds. This is a classic telecom story, where cost discipline and service revenue growth are starting to outweigh legacy pressures. At its core, Verizon operates two major segments: the consumer group, which includes wireless and broadband for households, and the business group, serving enterprise customers. With nearly 90,000 employees and a massive network footprint, the company continues to focus on premium post-paid subscribers and fiber expansion to drive higher margin recurring revenue. CEO Dan Schulman has been pushing aggressive cost cuts and digital transformation, which is showing up in the margins. Looking at the revenue picture, total revenue came in at about $34.3 billion for the quarter, slightly down year over year, but the key mobility and broadband service revenue rose 2.8% to $23.4 billion. The consumer segment still dominates, contributing over $106 billion annually, while the business group adds around $29 billion. That mix shift toward higher value wireless and broadband is what investors are really watching. On the earnings front, Verizon delivered around $1 per share, beating estimates by a few cents and improving from around $1 a year ago. Margins hit record levels thanks to lower churn and stronger operating leverage. The company raised its full-year 2026 outlook for mobility and broadband revenue, adjusted EPS, and free cash flow, signaling management sees sustainable momentum ahead. Management highlighted how customer gains and disciplined cost management are driving cash flow sharply higher. They also pointed to potential upside from AI data centers leveraging their dark fiber assets, which could become a meaningful growth driver over time. The tone was constructive on subscriber trends and operating efficiency. From the balance sheet and cash flow perspective, free cash flow remains robust at over $20 billion annually, supporting the dividend and debt reduction. The company carries significant leverage with debt to equity around 1.8, but interest coverage and cash generation look solid. Gross margins sit near 59%, and return on equity is running about 15.5%, which is respectable for this capital-intensive industry. Our model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-40s range, right around where the stock is trading near $45. That suggests it's roughly in line with our estimate, rather than offering a big discount or premium. Changing assumptions like growth rates or discount rates can move that number quite a bit, though. So if you want to test your own inputs, head over to our intrinsic value calculator on marketsnap.com. On the SWAT side, Verizon's strengths include its strong cash flow machine and improving subscriber metrics, but it faces threats from intense competition in wireless and broadband, plus the ongoing need to invest heavily in network upgrades. Opportunities lie in enterprise fiber and potential AI-related demand, while weaknesses center on slower overall revenue growth and a high debt load that limits flexibility. Over the past year, the stock is up about 7.7%, with a strong 17% gain over 6 months, though the five-year picture shows a decline of nearly 17% as the sector dealt with rising rates and growth concerns. Short-term momentum looks positive after the earnings beat, but long-term investors are still waiting for sustained outperformance versus the broader market. All in all, Verizon looks like a steady dividend compounder that's executing well on cost cuts and service revenue growth. At current levels, it's fairly valued, so it may appeal most to income investors comfortable with the telecom sector's defensive qualities rather than those hunting for big upside. As always, do your own research and consider how it fits your portfolio. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.